Hello and welcome to episode 156 of the SJ Chronicles. It's 20 past midnight. Yesterday was Thursday the 1st of March. Today is Friday the 2nd of March. I hope you had a great day. I just got back from dropping Layla home and currently having a hot oat milk drink with some vanilla syrup, which is actually really nice. It's quite sweet, obviously, because of the vanilla syrup, but kind of perfect for, you know, a night like tonight. I mentioned yesterday that, you know, snow's being predicted, and it certainly has kept snowing and been sub-zero degrees, which for England is, you know, unusual. And there's like various red weather alerts going on around the country. I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's not funny. It's just, you know, compared to some countries, it's not that bad at all. But I suppose it's all about infrastructure and what you're used to. I didn't end up going to do my lecturing today. Got up this morning, it had been snowing overnight. It kept snowing for a few more hours when I was awake and thought, well, the prognosis was not good. Looked like it was going to take me at least 50% longer each way, and you know, the organizer was also off the mindset that discretion was a better part of valor on a day like today, so we'll look to reschedule it soon, which meant that I had the gift of time today, which, as I said last night, you know, is kind of handy really, because there were some things I wanted to try and get done, and of course I haven't got them all done, but certainly made some inroads into some of it at least, which is, you know, always good. I spent quite a lot of time today on the recruitment stuff, actually, you know, sending emails to various people. As I mentioned before, you know, I'm really trying to recruit the right kind of people with the right kind of attitude, as opposed to, you know, people that have got the most additional qualifications, etc. You know, and I've said before that at least in some of the disciplines, there's only going to be one specialist, which means that ideally you have someone that's relatively experienced, because they're not going to have any access to any backup. And at the same time, you know, I'd much rather have passionate, dynamic, flexible, versatile, creative, Ralph type people, then, you know, someone else. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see exactly who we end up with, and sent a number of emails today, and you know, we just keep going, and you know, new people keep appearing on the horizon as potential leads, and yeah, you know, we'll see. So that was a big part of today, and I also signed off the sort of finalized versions of the drawings for our phase one design. I've mentioned before that, you know, we've got quite a big premises, and it'll allow us to expand in the future, but we're obviously starting with what we're calling, you know, phase one. Phase one, you know, essentially being what we need at launch. So I signed off those drawings today, so we know what we're going to be starting with, more or less. What we haven't done as yet, obviously, is the actual internal layout of every single room. It's more about getting the internal layout of the whole building agreed, in terms of what partitions are going to be where, and that sort of thing. And, you know, the next stage is then for the landlord, because we're leasing the premises, for the landlord to provide what they call a license of alterations, which we can hopefully get next week, and then we can complete the lease, which is the final stage in the process really of that discussion. So yeah, that's all good, and another thing out of the way. Our funding continues to go pretty well. It's really gained momentum in the last kind of 10 days or so, so we're making good strides on a daily basis. I don't think it'd be very long at all until we've fully funded. So that was cool. And then did some other admin-y type things today. I actually watched a video this morning, first thing this morning, that I kind of wanted to convey a little bit about as well. It was basically about how everyone, or not everyone, but a lot of people nowadays are calling themselves entrepreneurs, and what does that really mean? You'll see entrepreneurs in people's bios on Twitter and Instagram and whatever. Indeed, this podcast is called Veterinary Entrepreneurship, the SJ Chronicles. So, and obviously, everyone has their own view, and at the end of the day, these are just labels, and it doesn't really matter that much what the label is, so much as what you're doing as an individual in your own life. So that's needs to be said right up front, is that I'm really not bothered about the labels per se. But they were just making the point, about what the guy in the video was referring to as fake entrepreneurs. And terminology aside, what the point he was trying to make, well, what he was saying was that one group of fake entrepreneurs are essentially, people that are what have always been referred to as small business owners. And I must admit, I often conflate small business owners and entrepreneurs, and I think I buy the argument as to why they're not the same thing for sure. So I won't be doing that again in the future. So small business owners, and then you've got freelancers, and a lot of freelancers want to say that they're entrepreneurs, but the bottom line is, if you work by the hour and you cannot scale beyond your personal capacity to do number of hours of work, then all that you can do is to increase the number of, the hourly rate that you get. But you're still always going to be limited by the number of hours you can work. So you've got small business owners, and you've got sort of freelancer type people who work by the hour. And yeah, they don't have a boss, but they work by the hour. And then you've got, people that end up setting up their own business, but kind of end up working in their business instead of on their business. And I don't know if you've heard of Michael Gerber, and he's got lots of books actually, but I think this particular thing about working on your business, not in your business, is from The E Myth, I think it's called. And so this guy on the video I was watching anyway, his contention was that an entrepreneur is essentially somebody who, sets up a business, but it's very much about with a view to allowing that business to be able to scale and generate revenue, which is not dependent on them as an individual. Indeed, even necessarily having to be there anymore. But certainly, not limited by their capacity to work. And you have the systems and processes in place where the revenue generation continues regardless of whether you're around or not. And that your income exceeds, what you'd be paid in a salary sort of way. But also this thing about, if you accept a high-paid job in a company car, you're not an entrepreneur. And Richard Branson apparently said, "Oh, entrepreneurs make money whilst they're asleep." So that kind of thing, right? And I think it's is a fair point. And I probably, because I've often said that a lot of vets are entrepreneurs, but actually, when I think about it, they're small business owners, and this guy's argument is that they're not entrepreneurs, and I think he's probably, right about that in that regard. So good point for me. But as I say, the labels are almost a bit irrelevant in the grand scheme of things. Is what are you as an individual doing in your life, and are you pursuing your passion and your purpose and maximizing your time on this earth, and trying to not do that whole thing that they say, where they say, if you're not pursuing or building your dream, you're building someone else's, working for somebody else, etc. All right, cool. Well, I'm gonna, apologies if you heard me slurping a couple of times during this segment. I'm going to tootle off and finish slurping my drink and try to head to bed soon. Tomorrow, I was supposed to have some meetings with Rue and Stacy, and then, with our hospital manager, but because of the weather, I think that's all going to happen via telephone or Skype or Zoom or combination thereof, which is fair enough. It's not, I think some things work well, fine, or work just fine in that way, and personal meetings also have a big place, but the weather is what it is, and Nobody wants to get stranded anywhere, so that's fair enough. So yeah, so tomorrow will be that. Really keen to try and do some of the things I didn't quite get to today, just to get them out the way. You know, I've got to do my company accounts, for example. which, yeah, the period for which I'm doing them, which would be July 16 to July 17. You know, those are relatively bleak times in terms of revenue into the company. But you know, with our reaching our milestone this week of minimum funding, and now well on our way to being fully funded, the tide is certainly turning for me personally and for me and Layla, and should continue to improve from the end of this month onwards, and obviously will get better when the hospital opens. So yeah, you know, 4 years, lots of credit cards maxed out, Layla's savings, my small savings, all I won't say gone, I'll put that gone in air quotes, because you know, I've said before, I mean, no regrets whatsoever. I would do more of it if I needed to, you know, so whatever. But yes, tide is looks like it's going to be turning, so that's all good. Anyway, yeah, so hopefully I'll get some. I don't know if I'll get all those company accounts done tomorrow. You have to do all that stuff about providing all your bank statements and all your invoices and your personal bank statements and blah blah blah, sort of thing that I really hope one day to not have to do anymore. To be in a position to have someone else do it for me would be wonderful. It's just time, like it's not a waste of time. It needs to be done, but anyway, very good. All right, so yeah, catch you again tomorrow. And in the meantime, as always, take chances, be compassionate, live in a beautiful state, have an open heart and an open mind. Cheers, bye-bye.